Okay, welcome everyone to Maseches Sukkah. Today we're going to learn Maseches Sukkah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Maseches Sukkah, of course, deals with everything related to the Yom Tov of Sukkahs, both the mitzvah of Sukkah, as well as the Dalet Aminim, and things relating to Shemini Atzeres and Hoshana Rabbah, and all of the issues relating to Simchas Beis HaShoeva. But the first part of the Maseches is really about the Sukkah itself and the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. It's only in the second half of the Masechta that we actually get to the Dalet Aminim, and the Achronim explain that even though in the Torah we talk about Dalet Aminim before we talk about the mitzvah of Sukkah, in the Mishnah and the Gemara we talk about Sukkah first, and the reason is likely because chronologically it makes sense. It makes sense to first talk about Sukkah because you do the mitzvah of Sukkah before you do the mitzvah of Dalet Aminim. You sit in the Sukkah right away on the first night of Sukkahs. You don't do Dalet Aminim until the next morning. You have to make sure to build your Sukkah in advance of Sukkahs, and Dalet Aminim you don't necessarily have to put together till the morning of Sukkahs itself. So let's begin with the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Sukkah shi gavol lemala me'asim amos. If you have a Sukkah that is more than 20 amos tall, psula, it is possible according to the Tanakam of Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, where Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. So it's a machlokas whether a Sukkah above 20 amos is possible or kosher. V'she'inu gavol asar tzvachim, v'she'in l'shal but there are three types of sukkah that, according to the Mishnah, are absolutely possible, and there's no machlokas. Number one, if it's less than 10 tefachim tall. Number two, if it doesn't have three walls. And number three, it has more sunlight than it has shade. All three of those examples are possible. So therefore, main point number one will be that the Mishnah tells us machlokas, whether a sukkah above 20 amos is kosher or pasul, but there are three sukkos that are definitely pasul, and they are less than 10 tefachim, doesn't have three walls, and has more sunlight than shade. Now, says the Gemara, Tzan Hasa, Mavoi Shu Gavoa, Me'asur Ma'ama Yema'it. When it comes to Maseches Erevin, the Mishnah tells us that if you have a Mavoi, where a Mavoi is an alleyway, where if you want to be allowed to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer within the same alleyway, it's not really like an alleyway the way you would think of an alleyway as like some sort of side, you know, dark place. It's really like a big street, like a cul-de-sac kind of street. And there are different chatzeros that branch off from that mavoi, from that street. So if you want to be able to carry from one chatzer to the other chatzer in that alleyway, in that mavoi, you need to have either a lechi or a kora. A lechi is a vertical pole that stands at the entranceway. A kora is a horizontal pole that goes across the entranceway, goes across the top of the mavoi. Now the point of the Korah is that you will not leave the Mavoi carrying something on Shabbos, because you'll see that there's a Korah there, and that will remind you that you're about to exit the Mavoi and enter into Rosh Hashanah. So because Chazal were afraid that you're going to accidentally walk right out of the Mavoi and into Rosh Hashanah carrying something, which would be a violation of Hotzah Midaraisa, so they required the placement of this Korah in a visible place so that you'll realize what you're doing. So in that context, the Mishnah tells us that if that beam is more than 20 amos off the ground, you got to lower it. You have to bring it lower down so that it will be visible to you and it will serve as a proper reminder. Rabbi Yehuda Omerenu Tzarech, and Rabbi Yehuda Lishitasa, who just like over here in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says a sukkah that's more than 20 amos is fine. So by the Mavoi, he held that a beam that's more than 20 amos high doesn't need to be fixed. You don't have to do anything with it. It's perfectly fine. But the Gemara's focus now is, granted these two dinim seem to be related, these two, the machlokas that we have by Sukkah between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, and the machlokas that we have by Mavui between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda very much seem to be related about the sight line of something that's more than 20 amos high, but our focus is on the language that's used. Our Mishnah, when the Tanakam wanted to describe the Sukkah that's more than 20 amos, and what the problem is, our Mishnah said, psula, a definitive statement, it is pasul. Whereas when it comes to the Mavoi, it didn't say psula. It said, yima'it. It said what to do about it. Not that it is pasul, but if you want to make it kosher, here's what you do. You lower it down. So maishna gabi sukkah detani psula, umaishna gabi mavui detani takanta. Why is it that by sukkah it told us a statement that it is pasul, and by the mavui it told us how to fix the problem? It told us to yima'it, to lower it. So the Gemara says two answers. Number one, sukkah daraisa tani psula, mavui derabanan tani takanta. Because sukkah is a din d'oraisa, it makes more sense to use the term psula. Because mavui is a din d'rabanan, it makes more sense to use the term takanta. Now, why does that make sense? I mean, it makes more sense to use the term yuma'it, which is takanta, which is how to fix it. Now, why does that make sense? Why, just because sukkah is a din d'oraisa, does it make more sense to use the word psula and mavui just because it's a din d'rabanan, it makes more sense to use the word yuma'it? So there are many different explanations in Rishonim and Achronim, but Rashi says very simply that psula is a statement of previous fact, meaning it's a statement of what already is. When you are the Rabbanan who are talking, so you can't say that a din that you're making right now, right here, on the spot, already is pasul, meaning that this already, you're making it pasul, you're declaring it pasul. So if we're dealing with the din de Rabbanan, it doesn't make sense to say pasul, because it's not already pasul. Only by din de Oraisa, where when God created the world, when he made the Torah, when he wrote the Torah, he made it that this is pasul, as part of the Torah, only then can you use a term pasul. The Rabbanan can tell you what to do about it. The Rabbanan can tell you, they can't say definitively it is already pasul. They're making it pasul. So instead we say yima'i. That's one explanation. V'ibayisema, the other explanation is b'daraisa nami tani takanta. Very often on a daraisa also it would tell us how to solve the problem. But over here by sukkah it didn't want to do that. Miu sukkah tani takanta. And the way Rashi explains is that by sukkah there are many different types of issues and psulim of sukkahs that we relate in our Mishnah. We talk about one that's too high, one that's too low, one that doesn't have enough walls, one that doesn't have enough schach. So we couldn't use a single term to describe how to fix it all. Meaning yima'it means make it lower. So that wouldn't help for the sukkah that's lower than 10 tefachim. It's not going to help for the sukkah that doesn't have enough walls. It's not going to help for the sukkah that doesn't have enough schach. So we had to use a catch-all phrase that would work for all of the examples in the Mishnah. So that's why we use the word psula in our Mishnah rather than what we would normally favor, which is a word like yima'it, that actually tells you how to solve the problem. It actually tells you what to do. So main point number two over here is the Gemara gives two reasons why by sukkah it says psula, even though by mavui it says yima'it. Gemara gives two reasons why by sukkah it says psula, even though by mavui it says yima'it. Either because sukkah is daraisa and mavui is rabbanan, or because our Mishnah of sukkah talks about four different issues that each have their own solutions. So now the Gemara gets to the meat of the issue. Says the Gemara, Minahani milu. Good, we said it, Tanakama said in our Mishnah, that a sukkah is more than 20 amos. High is pasul. Where does he know that from? So the Gemara is going to have three different shitos to explain where he knows that from. First possibility. Amar Rabba, da Amar Kral, leman yedu da rosechem ki besukos hashavti es b'nei Yisrael. Pasuk says that all your future generations should know that I sat the Jewish people in sukos in the Midbar. So we darshin ad esrim ama adam yodea shu dar besukah. Lemal me esrim ama in adam yodea shu dar besukah. Up until 20 amos, a person will realize that he's sitting in a sukkah, meaning that he's sitting in the shade of schach. Rashi keeps on highlighting that the schach is what defines it as sukkah. So he may realize that he's got walls around him, but if the schach is more than 20 amos off the ground, he's not going to recognize that he's under the shade of schach unless it's within unless it's within 20 amos. So therefore, mishum dol shalta ba'ena, because his eye won't catch it, and therefore a sukkah that's more than 20 amos is no good because it doesn't fulfill this requirement of leman yedu doroseichem, to have the recognition while you're in the sukkah that you're in the sukkah. Second possibility, Rabbi Zeira Amar Mehacha. Now, you know how we know that a sukkah that's more than 20 amos high is pasul? From the following pasuk, V'sukkah tia letzel yomam mecharev. The pasuk says in Yeshayahu that the sukkah should be a should provide shade. Ad eshemama adam yoshe bitzel sukkah. If the walls are less than 20 amos high, the schach is less than 20 amos off the ground, so the schach is actually providing shade. L'mala me'eshemama in adam yoshe bitzel sukkah lebitzel defanos. But if the schach is more than 20 amos off the ground, in all likelihood, if the sun is at any kind of angle and not directly overhead, the majority of the shade that one is getting is from the walls themselves and not from the schach, and therefore it's not a valid sukkah. Amle Abayis, Abayis says, if that's the problem, elamayata, ha'osu sukkaso ba'ashtoros karnayim, ha'chinayim d'lavi sukkah, let's say you build a sukkah right in between two very tall mountains. So the majority of the day, whatever shade you're getting is from the mountains, it's not from your schach. So you want to tell me that's not a kosher sukkah either? Amle hasam d'alashtoros karnayim yikatzel sukkah, ha'cha d'aldefanos lekatzel sukkah. No, there's a big difference, Rabbi Zeira defends himself. There's a big difference. When you build a sukkah among two mountains, in between two mountains, the actual cheftza shel sukkah, the actual structure of the sukkah, is perfectly good. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. There's nothing about the structure that would preclude the schach from giving you shade. But it just happens to be there are mountains nearby. But when you're dealing with a sukkah that's lamala mechaf ama, the actual structure of the sukkah makes it impossible for the schach to actually be giving you your shade. And that's how Rabbi Zeira defends himself from Abaye's kasha on him. So far we had two explanations of why a sukkah lamala mechaf ama is pasul. We had Rabba's explanation based on the man Yedu Dorosechem. We did not question Rabba's explanation. We had Rabbi Zeira's explanation that you need the schach to provide the shade. Abaye did question Rabbi Zeira's explanation, but Rabbi Zeira defended himself. And now we have a third explanation. V'rava Amar Mehacha is based on the following pasuk: Basukos Teshvu Shivas Yamim. One is supposed to sit in Sukkos for 7 days. Amra Torah Kol Shivas Yamim Tzei Midiras Keva V'Shev Bidiras Arai. That for all 7 days, a person is supposed to leave his regular home, his substantial home, and instead go to a more temporary type of dwelling place. If you build a sukkah that's less than 20 amos tall, so it's natural to build it in a way that's a more temporary type of structure. But once it's more than 20 amos high, it's unusual to make it into a diras arai. It's unusual to make it a temporary type of structure. It's much more normal when it's more than 20 amos high to build it as a diras keva, as a really substantial structure, which is no good for sukkah. You shouldn't have a substantial structure for sukkah. So we hear also Abaye attacks. Amalei Abaye, Ela Mayata. If that's what it's really all about, if it's really all about not having a substantial structure, let's say you only make it 5 or 10 amos high, but you make the walls out of iron, you make the walls out of the thickest brick imaginable. Do you mean to tell me that that too would be a pasul sukkah because it's too much of a diras keva? Meaning if the requirement is not really about being 20 amos, the requirement is about making sure not to have a diras keva, then it should relate much more to the types of building materials you use than to the height per se. So Amalei, so Rava defends himself, and Rava says, no, hachi kaminilach. Ad chafama da admosa dirasa dirasarai, kevale diras keva nami nafik. It's all about the height. But less than 20 amos is normal to build a more temporary dwelling place. And therefore, even if you're going to build it in such a way where it's very permanent in nature, but since it's normal to build something less than 20 amos as a temporary place, that's good enough. You could be yotze with such a sukkah. But lemala mechafama, dadamosa dirasa diras keva, kiavadei diras rai nami lo nafik. But when anything that's more than 20 amos high, which is normal to build as a diras keva, even though you may have personally built it as a diras arai, you may have personally built the flimsiest 25 5 amma tall structure in the world, it's not going to be good because the height is a height that would normally be a diras keva. So main point number, whatever number we're up to, I think 3, is that the Gemara has 3 explanations why a sukkah that's more than 20 amas tall is possible according to the Tanakhama. Explanation number 1 was Rabba, because it's a violation of the man Yedu Dorasechem. Explanation number 2 was Rabbi Zeira, that the schach is not providing you with the shade. And explanation number 3 was Rava, because it's a diras keva and not a diras arai. So the Gemara just mentions now, we'll do a little bit of Amud Beis. Kulu kiraba lo amri. Everyone rejects Rabba's approach, which is the first of the three answers, meaning the other two opinions reject Rabba, because how you deal the darosi. Because when it says the man yedu darosechem, it's not talking about knowing that you're sitting in sukkah. It means that later generations should remember that God gave us anane akavod, that Hashem, when we were in the midbar, protected us with anane akavod. That's what it's really about. So that's why they reject Rabba, because he totally goes against the pasuk pshat and the pasuk. Rabbi Zeira nami lo amri. They also don't like Rabbi Zeira's approach. Rabbi Zeira again was the second approach. He's the one that said that the schach has to be providing you with the shade, because ahuli imos hamashiach u'dichsev. That pasuk of a sukkah til tzel yom. That pasuk is about right. Was that the pasuk? The pasuk of a sukkah til tzel yom mechorev. That pasuk was about was not really about sukkah. That pasuk was about imos hamashiach. So. Those sukkahs that we're going to have in Yemos HaMashiach, not talking about the regular sukkah that we build each and every year on the Yom Tov Sukkah. So the pasuk that he's quoting is totally off. So Rabbi Zeira would respond, no, Im Kain, if it were only about the sukkah of Yemos HaMashiach, Le Makra the chuppah tiel itzel yomam. Why would the pasuk call it a sukkah? Let it call it a chuppah. My v'sukkah tiel itzel yomam, shami natarti. From the fact that it says v'sukkah tiel itzel yomam, so that teaches us this that in addition to being about the protection we're going to have l'asa lavo, it's also talking about the sukkah shel chag. Why do the other two opinions reject Rava's approach? They reject Rava's approach because of Abaye's problem with Rava's approach. Again, Rava's approach was that it's a problem of diras keva if it's more than 20 amos, but Abaye had a strong kasha on that. If it were a problem of diras keva, the height shouldn't matter nearly as much as the building material. So it's true, Rava defended himself, but the other two opinions, Rabba and Rabbi Zeira, thought that the kasha was better than the answer. Okay, we will stop there, and Be'ezus Hashem, next time we'll pick up on the top of Beis Amud Beis at Kiman Azla.